Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And we're back for hour number two, pronunciation. We'll see what I do with these next words. Wednesday, December 2nd, 2020, 19 coming up on 20 minutes past the hour. Now remember, I'll be on with Glenn Coble this morning from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble will be on today, 12:10 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. tonight right here on this station. Now, I just want to say this before we move on to the next topic, and maybe we'll talk more about how words are said and spelled and so on and so forth next hour with Glenn Coble, because that's fun to do, and to bring in another person might be fun to do that. But what's interesting about that, I can assure you of this, and we killed an hour with that this morning, that there is no station in North America that would start off a show for 45 minutes this morning talking about how we say, spell, and talk about words. That would not happen on any other station. And the other interesting thing about it is that it all that was not on the agenda this morning. I did not know Adam was going to call, and I did not know we were going to get in that conversation, and it all spurred from me pronouncing, however you want to say it. Maybe if you're in Britain, you say pronouncing. Milan, Ohio, because I called it Milan, Ohio. And that call came in about 1 minute before I went on the air this morning. So, if you're listening to the news report, I'm saying Milan. It's actually Milan. Just call me an idiot and move on. And I'll try to pronounce it better as time goes on. So, there were some other things I wanted to talk about this morning, so I need to get to those, and maybe that's why we'll save the rest of that conversation for the Glenn Coble tandem show today from 10 a.m. until 12 noon. But by the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, if you'd like to get in on any of this conversation. 740-383-9944, and remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Go ahead and call in, and obviously somebody does want to do that, and I promise we're going to get back to these subjects. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you know what famous American was born in Milan, Ohio?
Who's that?
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison was born in Milan, Ohio?
Yes, he was, 1847.
Now what's in Milan? Is it a big place?
No, it's right off of 250. If you take like 250, you're going to Sandusky, and you've already been through Norwalk,
right?
And you come around a wide curve to the left, and that goes into upper Sandusky. And if you look to your right, that's mine. In fact, I think his house is still there. It's a historical place.
Thomas Edison. So the historical, is it historical or historic? I don't know. But so in Milan, Ohio, is where Thomas Edison was born.
Yeah, he was born on February 11th, 1847.
Well, do they have a plaque or a monument of him over there?
Yes, they do. When you go into town, I think it's going to have one of those Ohio signs that gives all the information about him.
Over in Milan, Ohio. So how far is that from here? About hour and a half?
No, I would say my brother lives right there, a little bit from Norwalk, and it's probably about 90 miles, because I was raised in that area, and it's about 90 miles.
I 90 guess. Miles?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate it this morning, and I hope you enjoyed the hour of pronunciation.
and he actually moved to Port Huron, I think, Michigan. Is where he set up house, I guess.
See, and that's a whole another one. Huron and urine.
Yeah, you got to be careful how you're saying that.
Urine. You got to really throw the H in that. Urine.
Yeah, you're right on that.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, thank you.
All right. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you. Well, there you go. Now we know. Now we all learned something this morning about not Milan, Ohio, Milan, Ohio, which is the home of Thomas Edison, famous American. And there's a statue, or not a statue, I guess we didn't say that, but there's a marker there denoting that fact. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we certainly get into some interesting facts on this program, that is for sure. But again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Keep on trying back in. Pronunciation, aunt, all these things. Well, and there's a thing this time of year that gets that too. Poinsettia, poinsettia, ponset. They are all pronounced different ways, but they all are speaking of the same thing. Now, I don't know. We still don't know which is really the correct. Now, we have called florists and things of that nature, but the problem is nobody's consistent. You know, you call one florist and they say poinsettia, and you call another florist and they say poinsettia. Now, see, that comes from General Ponset, I believe, was the man's name. I don't have a poinsettia or a poinsettia here in the studio today. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, here's one that drives me up the wall. Have you ever heard someone, instead of orange, I can even tolerate orange, but have you ever, I'll try to say this without laughing, it's so ridiculous. Have you ever heard someone say orange?
Orange.
Yes, most people say orange, but some people, you know, deal with the hard R, orange, you know, but like orange. Some people say oing. Like,
now,
I don't know, maybe they put I in there. And I'm like, ugh.
Are you sure that's a pronunciation issue and not a speech impediment issue?
Well, what do you mean when you say impediment? There you go with some big words.
Well, like some people have a lisp and they can't say the TH on, like they can't say sixth. And for some reason, their lips won't do that. So they'll say, it sounds weird when they say it. They'll say sixth.
I don't know, but my ex, he used to always say orange, and like I've worked in fast food before, and instead of orange drink, people would say, hey, yeah, give me some of the orange, whatever, high food. And I'm just like,
Now, I know this has been a long-term one here, but I want to ask you two questions because I'm interested on the pronunciation.
I love it when people are interested in my opinion.
I'm interested in your opinion this morning. Now, I'm sure that you say aunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but when you spell the word, nobody spells it A-N-T, and it's funny because we do have A-N-T in our language. It means an insect. But we never spell it with our, you know, the ant figure, the person. We never spell that A-N-T. We always spell it A-U-N-T. So why would the U ever be silent in that word?
I don't know. That's just like phone. Like, F is, who in the world ever thought, you know, all P-H? Well, like, my last name is, in America, we say Burgraff. Like, the A is like, Burgraff. But I've heard that, like, overseas, like in Germany, they shorten it, like, Burgraff.
Right. So,
I don't know. Now, motto.
Well, how do you pronounce the Christmas flower?
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia. But people get very angry that there's a group that says it's poinsettia.
Well, different strokes for different folks.
But, you know, the
I'm like you, though. I heard you say earlier, kind of like, just paper over it. It's not life or death, you know.
No.
If you know what the person means and they know what you mean, but some things are kind of like, I hate it. Okay, like, I went to school with this girl, and I hate it when people totally try to turn around things that pretty much everyone accepts. Like, how would you say this? T-I-N-A, or a girl's name. What is that?
Tina.
China. And I'm like, really? You're really going to be that, like, extra?
Well, it for me is also...
China, if you're listening to this,
Well, like, you know, the pronunciation and pronunciation. Now, if...
I think I've even heard, like, instead of Deborah, I think I've even heard people say Deborah and, like, just ridiculous things like that that make you want to stab them in the eye with a
French fry. Well, and I've heard, you know, Stefan and Stephen is difficult because it sometimes it has nothing to do with the spelling of the word. But but the funny thing to me is about pronunciation and pronunciation, that one, is nobody says we pronounce words. We say we pronounce words.
Uh-huh.
So why would the verb be pronunciation instead of pronunciation? I don't understand that one.
Just like the other, like about a week ago, I was pulling your chain about modern. I mean, really, I knew what you meant. You know, it was just like a little jokey joke. So,
well, but now is that a derelict
thing?
Hey,
Scott, I gotta jump off here and pay some bills, so I'm gonna tune in.
Okay, keep tuning in. This is a very, it's a complicated subject, and it becomes complicated this time of year because of the poinsettia things. Now, I say poinsettia, and poinsettia, see, I'm not sure how you get poinsettia out of the spelling of poinsettia, and I have no idea how anybody ever got ponset, but I'm sure there's something in the English language that goes back to Ponset. I think it was the general who this Christmas flower was named for. I think his name was Ponset or something like that. So there is a correlation there, but I think through time we change things, even if the spelling no longer has any relevance to the word, like aunt and aunt. So there you go. Remember again, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in if there's something you want to say. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But this is one of those fascinating topics. How we say words. How we spell words. How a word that is spelled the same way can be pronounced two different ways. It's all kind of fascinating. Now, here are two things I want to make sure I mention this morning, though, outside of this word talk. Now, I came in again this morning. Now, this is the fourth week in a row. Now, this is just unbelievably nice. And I don't know if this has ever happened 4 weeks in a row. But I came in again this morning, and in front of me here at the radio station on the desk was breakfast and a beverage. Now, this is so incredibly nice. I mean, you have no idea how nice this is for somebody to do that. Now, 4 weeks in a row this has happened. 4 weeks in a row. And I don't even get a chance to see this person because they, I think, have to be at work a little earlier than I have to be here, so they always drop it off before I get a chance to get into the studio, and I haven't even crossed their path in the studio here. So the kindness of somebody to do that and how that makes your day is just so nice, so incredibly nice, and I thank them for that for the fourth time in a row. You know, you get spoiled that way. You get spoiled by people doing that. But it makes me think of Kind X. And that's something that I think we don't do enough of. We don't do, you know, when we're asked to do something, we do it. And sometimes we try to do things on the holidays like Christmas and Thanksgiving and people's birthdays. We try to do stuff there. But just to do something nice out of the blue, that you know something, that you know that somebody will like, I don't know how often we do that. Kind acts are lacking in our society. And I certainly appreciate this kind act, which now is 4 weeks running. And I think, you know, how many people are as kind as this person is kind? Because obviously they are incredibly kind to me the last few weeks. But Do you know of anybody who's out there doing kind acts like this? Because I appreciate it more than this person will ever know, and I always thank them profusely for doing what they have done, because I think it's just unbelievably nice, because, you know, they have to go out of their way, they have to pay for that food, and they have to deliver it. You know, I really am no part of any of that. I just show up and eat it and drink it. So it's just incredibly nice, and I appreciate it incredibly. And does anybody else have somebody who does kind acts in their life? I think sometimes we need to mention these, and it's not a bad thing to mention it on the air. Coming up on 35 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any kind acts going on in your life at this point? Now, also want to mention our big Christmas card swap is going on. If you send us a Christmas card here at WWGH Radio, if you put your return address on it, we will display your Christmas card. Your Christmas card. We will display your Christmas card, and we will send one back to you if you give us your return address. Now, the address to send it here at WWGH Radio or to WWGH Radio is 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Now, to my knowledge, no cards have shown up yet, so we don't have to send any yet, but we do like when they come in, and we display them through the new year here in the WWGH studio. So there you go. Also, don't forget, Pastor Steve Whitaker's back this week at a new time slot, Friday mornings, 11:10 a.m. till noon, moving from his old time slot of Tuesdays from 5 until 6. Now, his show will repeat Sunday mornings, 8:10 to 9 a.m., and on Wednesdays from 3:10 to 4 p.m. So that is that. Now, here's the big topic I wanted to get into earlier that I have not had a chance to do. And I don't know if I'll get back to marriage this morning or not. Might have to wait for another morning since we got into the big word conversation this morning. Now, this is a little difficult because I'm going to try to do this without invading anybody's privacy. But I want to mention it because this is a little, it was out of the ordinary, but out of the ordinary in a very good way. Now, we all know that we're living in this pandemic time. There's no doubt about it. And we all know that this pandemic can kill. We've heard about the numbers. We've seen the numbers and so on and so forth. Well, yesterday, well, let me start where this all started. I guess it was about 3 weeks ago, maybe not even that long. I have learned this through talking with some family members. There was a gentleman in Marion, and I'm not going to say the name because the obituary has not run yet, and I just don't want to do that. Don't want to invade the privacy. But I want to tell this story for this reason. There was a gentleman here in town, you would say middle-aged. I don't know exactly what the age was, but I believe he was in his 60s, and probably his early 60s, late 50s, early 60s, is I'm guessing where he was, by the age of his kids. In any event, 15, 16 days ago, there was a picture taken of this man, and perfectly fine, perfectly healthy, looks good, no issues. And he did not have any pre-existing conditions, according to his family. So, this is 15, 16, 17 days ago. Perfectly fine, and a picture was snapped of him. Then he got the COVID, the coronavirus. He ended up in Marion General, I believe. I believe that was the hospital he was in. He ended up in Marion General. And here's where this story gets kind of difficult, but very brave. And today, I know it's very hard for this family, but I think mentioning this is very important, what this family did prior to yesterday. So this gentleman gets sick. He goes into the hospital, and he's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And I think it was just a few days ago, maybe 3 or 4 days ago, his daughter took a picture, took that picture of him from 15, 16 days ago, whatever it was, where he was perfectly fine, took that picture of him, and then took the picture of him from the COVID era, where I believe he had a ventilator on. If not, he definitely had a breathing machine on. He's in the hospital and not looking good because he's suffering from COVID-19. And the daughter wrote such a story about how she doesn't like the masks, that in the end she wants to get rid of hers, but you've got to wear them because look what happened to her father. A perfectly healthy man of 15 days ago is now fighting for his life on a breathing machine in Marion General Hospital and not doing very well. And she posted a text because she also goes on to talk about how you can't see the people, how you can't talk to the people, how you can't, it's hard when they're on a breathing machine and you can't do the things you would normally do when somebody is that ill. You can't do those things. And she shows a text in this message, the body of this eloquent letter that she wrote, in which she says, she shows a message where her father had texted her and said he was worried. Said he was, I think he says he was scared is what he says in the text. And the daughter, you know, tried to console him and just says, I love you and, you know, I hope it'll all get better here. And the sad ending of this is 2 or 3 days after that was posted, those pictures and that story, yesterday he died. And a lot of people know this person. I've seen the messages on Facebook because his sister lives here and his nieces and nephews live here and his wife lives here and his daughters live here. And, you know, I think about that because it took a lot of bravery to put that information out there. And I think the information was put out there by his daughter to say, wear a mask. I know we don't like it, but this is real. Wear a mask. And this man is gone now. This man is gone as of yesterday, never to return. And it's from a disease that is preventable. The disease is preventable. And it is so sad to even think that this has happened. It's so sad to think it's happened to anybody. But I had not seen anybody do what his daughter did locally. It took guts to show that picture of her father in that bad of condition. But she was making a point to say, this is what he looked like 15 days ago, and this is what he looks like now. And now we know the end to that story is he died yesterday. So, I am not going to come on this radio station and advocate for anything because, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do. We don't have that kind of influence. You know, you can do what you want to do and you can complain about what you want to complain about and you can take the precautions that you want to take. But I can only tell you that's the truth. That's the story. And you look at those pictures and that is a very, very dark contrast to see somebody 15 days ago perfectly fine and then to see them fighting for their life on a breathing machine in the hospital and then gone as of yesterday. And that's in our town of Marion, Ohio. And I'm sure a lot of you know this family. And It's horribly sad. I don't even know what to say. The only thing I can say is that the bravery of his daughter to post those pictures and to write that message and to show that text of her father scared takes a lot of guts, because that's showing very internal stuff. That's showing a lot of yourself in a very tough time. And I certainly send condolences to his family all around and his friends, because it's tough to lose somebody in that way. But it's a fact. And we've lost other people in Marion too. So here we are in this pandemic, but there are acts of bravery going on. And I'm so sorry that that story did not end happily. It ended with his death, but the guts and the intestinal fortitude that his daughter showed by going that deep and showing her family, her father, at his most vulnerable was very gutsy. I have to say that. Very, very gutsy. So I wanted to mention that this morning, and you know, I'm sure a lot of people know who I'm talking about, but as I said, I did not want to mention the name on the air because the obituary has not run yet, and if you're not a friend of theirs on Facebook, maybe you haven't seen that, so I don't want to invade anybody's privacy, but that's all factual. So, does anybody have anything to say? 46 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, and the whole thing, because everybody is getting it. I mean, we are really at that stage right now. For whatever reason, for whatever's causing this, it seems like everybody is getting diagnosed. As I told you a few weeks ago, for the first time, it hit my inner circle. And I knew three people who were diagnosed. And then right after I knew those three people that were diagnosed, Terry Tackett here at the radio station was diagnosed. And thank goodness I have not been in contact with him in proximity for quite some time. But he gets diagnosed and ended up in the hospital, Riverside, I believe, down in Columbus. So there he was. And then just a couple days ago, another really good friend got diagnosed. Didn't feel good. Went and got tested. Positive diagnosis. And now I know the father of this person who has passed away now because of this horrible, horrible illness. So, you know, you get a little nervous now. You get a little nervous. You know, you think you're getting a fever, or anytime you feel run down or short of breath or anything, it's nerve-wracking, because it's to a point now where the people who haven't gotten it, who I know, and the people who have got it, that number is becoming just about even. But I don't think we can stop doing what we are doing. I think that's the mistake. I think what we've got to do is just, we've got to wear the masks. As they have told us since the beginning, if we are both wearing masks, there's very little chance that we are going to transmit this to each other, even if one of us has it. So if we just all wear the masks, I think we're going to be okay. And we don't have to shut down the world to make that happen. But you just don't want to come to that day that this family's coming to today, when you have to start making arrangements for your father, who would still be here 100% had it not been for this virus, this COVID-19. Okay, so that's my soapbox for this morning when it comes to that, but it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. All right, telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say? Maybe you know this person. Maybe you'd like to talk about that. Maybe you'd like to talk about the fact that it is in Marion very heavy right now. And the hospital is very busy right now. And I have heard, again, this is rumor, this is not fact, but I have heard that people are being turned away from the hospital who are having minor injuries and being told to go to other hospitals because the hospital's just too full here in town. And the numbers are not going down. And what do you do? What do you do? At what point are we going to hit capacity? I don't know. I think everybody's wondering about that right now. How long, how deep can we go into this before we get to a point where we can't turn back the hands of time? Now, again, you can do what you want to do. Nobody can force you to do something you don't want to do. But just understand that there are repercussions, not just for yourself, but for other people. Because it is a contagious illness. And that's a big point that I would like to make. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good morning, Scott. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm terrific, really. I was just sitting here listening about, you're talking about there's some of these cases or this case. And, Scott, how much trouble is it to put on that mask when you get in public? How long does it take you to put that sucker on? 10 seconds? 5 to 10 seconds? And put that thing... Now, a lot of people just wears it over their mouth. Well, you know, you to me, you might as well not wear it if you're not going to put it over your nose and mouth both. So, I don't know. I don't know the answer. But Scott, if we don't slow down, we're going to overrun the first responders. And then what are we going to do? We ain't got no place to put them. Ain't got no help, nobody to pick them up and take them where they're going to take them to. There ain't no place to put them. It's going to be so sad when you need an emergency, and you call and they won't come get you. You know what I'm saying? Now that'd be sad too. It's already sad. People are not taking this seriously enough. Anybody. This stuff, like you said, I heard you say, it's everywhere. You're absolutely right. It's everywhere. And you can catch it anywhere, whatever, I don't know the answer. I hope that it gets better, but it's not. It's going to get worse.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, to see the pictures of this gentleman, who, like I said, he's either late 50s or early 60s, and 15 days ago, somebody snapped a picture of him, and he looks good, perfectly fine. It's my understanding he did not have any underlying conditions. And then to see that picture of him, however that was taken, in the hospital, I don't know if it was a ventilator or but it was one of the things that has the blue cords, and obviously a breathing machine on. And then to learn of his death yesterday, you know, I just think...
When you can't breathe, I don't think it would be. I've been knocked out a few times, you know, and can't breathe. It is a terrible, terrible feeling to not, can't be able to breathe. So when you can't breathe, oxygen or nothing else not going to do you no good because you can't breathe. When you can't breathe, it's just, you're not going to last very long. Of course, it comes on you gradually. You get short of breath and so on and so forth. But pretty soon you're not going to be able to breathe. And you're just going to be adios. You're going to be gone. and why people can't. I mean, nobody's immune to it. I don't think anybody can catch it. Anybody, you know. But more people are. Some people can cope it. They can get over it. They can fight it out. If your immune system's high, you got a real good chance of beating this stuff. But man, if your immune system's got anything wrong with it, or you got other problems, you don't got too much of a chance of fighting this off. It'll kill you. Plain and simple as that. And I tell you, it would be a terrible way to die. It would just be a terrible way to die.
Well, it would, but it's very hard, and we've almost talked about this since the beginning, that I think it's a constant battle, because you don't want to panic. And I think everybody at some point during this has, you know, thought, oh my goodness, I feel feverish, or I feel short of breath, or I don't feel right. And you panic, because people are dying from this, and you think, oh my goodness, I might have this. So we have to try not to panic, but we also have got to be very aware, and all we've got to do is wear the masks. That's what they've said. If you have your mask on and I have my mask on, very little chance we're going to transmit this to each other.
Right. But, Scott, yeah, there are a lot of people wearing them. There are a lot of people wearing them. I've been out and around. Scott, it only takes one. It only takes one to transmit it to somebody else. It's plain and simple as that. And if you're in a confined place, I mean, you know, and somebody is feverish with it or got it, boy, you're going to stand a slim chance of not catching it. You know what I'm saying? Now, it is catching. There ain't no F them buts about it. But, Scott, what concerns me, you know, something's going to kill us all, but there ain't no need to push the issue. If you ain't wearing a mask, you're rushing the issue, it seems to me like. But I feel more, I don't feel for these, some of these people are getting out there and catching this. I don't feel too much for them, because they know. They know what they're doing. I feel for these people that's got to take care of these people that don't have nothing to do whatsoever of getting out there and catching this. They're trying to fight for the people that has got it. And what they got to go through with, Scott, is absolutely unbelievable. People can't realize what these people have to go through with to try to save these people. And I'm afraid we're going to get overrun with the people, and I don't know what it takes for them front row responders to just throw in the towel and say, adios, I quit. I don't got to do this. You know, it's going to get so bad. And these doctors are trying to save people. That's what they're for. That's what they were all to school for, studying all this medicine. But their hands are almost tied. They can't do much for them. It's just try to keep them alive, and they can't do that. What a tragedy that would be to our doctors. Think about it. You trained to be a doctor to try to save lives. And these people coming in, and they know good and well that they can't do a whole lot for them, and they're sitting there doing what they can. They die right, you know. Now, that'd have to hit home hard. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think it would. And the good news is, you know, like I said, there were three people who I know who all lived in the same house who had it. One ended up in the hospital. They were released. That ended well. Terry here from the station, he did end up in the hospital. I believe he's been released. I've had some communication with him. And so he made it through okay. But some people don't. And it's tough.
Right. Scott, like I said there a little bit ago, your immune system has a whole lot to do with this. Well, all germs. If your immune system is bad, low, whatever, you ain't got nothing to fight it off with. And if you got some other kind of problems with you, that just adds to it. Like if you got asthma pretty bad, you don't got too much of a chance if you get a cobra. You know what I'm saying? And heart trouble, You know, if you got anything else wrong with you, we'll just add to this problem. So, I mean, they are people of beaches, yeah. They're, sure, they're people good health, they'll fight it off, yeah. Good immune system, you know. And but now there are a lot of them that don't. Look at the numbers. Just look at the numbers. And, you know, that's, you know, really, truly, it ain't no way getting scared. I mean, you just take care of yourself and go on about your business. But wear a mask, not only for yourself, but for somebody else. Because that's what's the matter for our society now. People are not watching out for each other, Scott. You understand what I'm saying? That's where you're at. Look at the holidays. I know it's tough, real tough, to not travel on holidays or meet with families. But, hey, look what we got now. Now, Christmas, we haven't seen what Thanksgiving's going to bring us yet. Then we're going right into Christmas. It's going to add to it again. By the middle of the first of next year, I'm afraid it's going to be chaos. It's going to be chaos.
Well, I think...
If the governors or the whatever, it's got to shut down the government or shut down the state or whoever, what do you think that's going to do? I mean, pretty soon it's going to be so bad, ain't no need to stand up because they're going to have nobody to work. They got to buy the stuff with. So, I mean, I could think a lot of worse things could happen in the future if we don't take care of this virus, whatever it is. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, but it's out there. And if we don't take care of it better than what we have been, it is going to be chaos. God bless everybody. Take care, Scott.
Thank you. Take care.
I don't mean to step on anybody's toes, but what I'm saying, wait and see. Wait and see and hope you're not in the number. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, and that's about all the time we have for this show. Now, remember, I'll be on with Glenn today from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, so the conversation will continue. A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble will be on 12:10 till 1 p.m. today. We have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 p.m. to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon tonight, 6:10 to 7 p.m. Also, don't forget, the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker returns this coming Friday in its new Friday morning time slot, 11:10 a.m. until 12 p.m. And if you want to send us a Christmas card here at the station, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put your return address in there, and we will send you a card back. For this program, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout, but I'll be back with Glenn Coble in just about 15 minutes.
15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the Trinity Christian Fellowship in Prosper.